Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's the Stones bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Stephen Russo, Executive VP at Eclipsis. Stephen, tell us about Eclipsis.
Eclipsis is a cybersecurity company that's created a technology that's called Micro Token Exchange. And long story short, Jim, is if you're using real data, stop using real data and use micro tokens instead. And our technology really helps secure data both moving from place to place and data that's being stored. Very strong technology.
How would micro tokens protect us from ransomware?
Well, somewhat it can protect you from ransomware, but it needs to be used in conjunction with other things.
Like training, right?
It's not a standalone process.
Like training.
It's not a standalone process.
I mean, nothing can save you from an employee who clicks on an EXE file.
Well, yes and no, Jim. The key for a small business is to make sure that they're using the technology that's out in the marketplace that can help them. And the technology that can help them is called Worm Drives. And Worm Drives allows you to back up your system on what's called an immutable hard drive, a hard drive or a storage media that cannot be changed. Mm-hmm. So when the bad guys try to implant their bad virus, the hard drive system doesn't allow that data to be overwritten.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really only one good provider out there. It's a patented product. And the only one that's out there is called GreenTech USA. Mm-hmm. And they have devices as little as $300-$400 that companies can protect their data on. So if someone
teras is in that 350?
Oh, you can go up to terabytes, but for $350, you can actually buy things as small as thumb drives that have this technology on there. So it's from small to large. They really have it sized for various different types of businesses, and it's very affordable.
Well, but see, the way we do it around here is we have everything backed up in the cloud, and recently I bought a 2 terabyte peripheral hard drives just to dump stuff over on, so that if something happens, go ahead.
You're talking about hard drives. When you say peripheral, you're talking about hard drives that are not connected to your network.
Plug them in, dump it off, dump the stuff off, and have it as in a parallel universe, and then take that off site. That's right.
So, in addition, Jim,
to the cloud backup.
Go ahead.
I said in addition to the cloud backup. Go ahead.
Yes, and that's only that's really not a great solution, Jim, and let me tell you why. So that what they do, remember I told you time-bombed viruses?
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they put it into your system, and when you back up, you're actually backing up that virus to your outside hard drive.
If I've done it since they got there.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And they do it so that they give you a month and a half sometimes, so it gets into all your backup.
That's the reason they hang out with you. What about when you upload to the cloud? Same thing?
Same thing. Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely. Because
so you think Carbonite doesn't know that they pulled it up into the cloud?
They would not know. They do everything they can to try and stop it because they have an idea of the known attacks.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they try and filter for those known attacks. But as you know, these bad guys keep coming up with new things every day. So they cannot stop it. They can't stop it. The only real way to stop it is through vigilance, which we're going to talk about in a minute, and being vigilant on what you and your team are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And this Worm Drive technology is the added kicker that really puts a wrench in what they do. And I'm telling you,
it's called Worm Drive.
worm drive, and the only place that you can get it is Green Tech USA. I know that right now, I actually had a conversation with them last week. In the next 2 weeks, you'll be able to buy it on Amazon. But I can probably try and get you a link to their website if you want to use it, Jim, for your listeners.
Yeah.
And they can learn about that, and I'll get that to you.
And WORM, as in worm drive.
Correct. Yeah, you can look it up on Wikipedia.
Okay, good. Good deal.
We'll explain it all about.
So now, what was the other thing you were going to tell us about? Quickly.
You have to be vigilant, Jim. What's happening is the bad actors come at you with what's called a phishing attempt. And a phishing attempt is when they send you an email, and the email looks like it comes from Wells Fargo, Discover card. Sometimes it looks like it comes from your bank.
Or something new for COVID from your or a PPP from what you think is from your bank, but it's not really.
Absolutely correct. So if you are receiving an email and you do not know who it's from, you had better be really vigilant before you open it. Actually, even if you think you know who it's from, because they spoof people's names. Mm-hmm. They literally do spoof people's names as well.
Yeah.
They scrape the web, and they see whose names are dealing with your company, and they'll have a message that looks like it's coming from your boss.
And that's more spear phishing, isn't it? Because now they've targeted you. Like they targeted that my city, and that like they targeted your auto dealer.
Yeah, that's true, Jim. So you have to be very careful that when you look in the subject line, make sure that the spelling is correct. Make sure that even if you do click on something, never open an attachment. But if you happen to click on something, one of the two key ways that you can look for it, Jim.
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you finish that when we come back, and we're going to talk about identity theft, too, after the break. Right back with Stephen Russo. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.